Welcome to the Shir Lekut Sichas Chelek Yutes Shoftim Aleph. In this fascinating Sicha, the Rebbe is going to teach us about the role of the Melech, the king who is called Lev Kol Klal Yisrael, is called the heart of the Jewish people. We're going to contrast that with the role of the Nasi, who is called the head of the people. And we're going to show how the roles of the Melech and the Nasi come together and are synthesized in Moshe Rabbeinu and the Melech HaMashiach, and thus they are both the heart and the head of the Jewish people. This sicha departs from the pasuk of Soim Tasim Alecha Melech, the mitzvah of appointing a king, which is described in this week's parsha. There is a fascinating tshuva Harashba. The Rashba was asked about Hashgacha Pratis, about divine providence, and he describes, and according to one opinion, there is a difference between the way that Hashem's providence is with regard to the individual and with the way it is with regard to the community at large. Nevertheless, says the Rashba, HaMelech Katzibur, but the way that divine providence is with regard to the king is the same as it is with regard to the community at large. Why? Because Shatzibur V'chol Yisrael Tluyim, because the entire community and all of Yisrael are dependent in the king. Similarly, we have a Medrash Tanchuma in Parshas Chukas that tells us that why sometimes it says that Moshe sent the messengers and other times it says that the Bnei Yisrael sent the messengers. So he says, Sherosh Hador Hu Kol Hador, because the head of the generation is the entire generation. Or Rashi over there says, Shenasi Adar Hu Kol Hador, the Nasi is like the whole generation, ki hanasi u'akol, because the nasi is it all, is the all. The Rambam, in the laws of Malachim, describing the mitzvah in this week's parsha, why that the melech has to write an extra sefer Torah, and also that the melech has to, a special mitzvah that not to marry too many women, leman lo yosu levave, so his heart isn't taken astray. So the Rambam writes that the Torah is very, very careful about the heart of the king, because sheliboy hu lev kol kahal Yisro, because the heart of the king is the heart of the entire Jewish people. And the Rebbe points out that here we see that in the mitzvahs of the king, that the concern about the king, it says clearly in this week's parsha that he shouldn't marry too many women, leman lo yasur levave, in order that his heart not be led astray. And the Rambam says, and that's why he has to write the second Sefer Torah, the Torah, so he should be attached to the Torah. We are particular and we care most about the heart of the king, because he is the heart of the people. So the primary function of the king is this heart of the people function, since his heart is the heart of the people. And that's what we're most careful about. Seemingly, he's the heart of the people. The heart, the vital organ, all the blood comes through the heart. Life is dependent on the heart. So being the heart of the people is the idea of being the life of the people, being the vital organ of the people. Everybody depends on it. However, if we're saying that everything depends on the king and that he's the most vital organ and the entire nation is organized through him, by him, dependent on him, so why call the king the heart? Why don't we call the king the head? Because though the heart is called the king of the body, but it says that the head is the king over all of the limbs, including the heart. In other words, ultimately the head, the heart, only does what the head wants it to do. Everything begins in the brain. Everything begins in the mind. The highest position would be that of head. So why do we refer to the king as the heart? to emphasize the question, the Rebbe brings out that there's a synonym, another name that the king is called. When the Torah wants to tell us about the mitzvah of the special sin offering that the king needs to bring if he commits a transgression, the Torah says, Asher Nasi Yachta. It calls him the Nasi. It calls him the Nasi. Melech HaMashiach is also referred to in the prophecies of Yechezkel as the Nasi. Now, Nasi is not exclusive to the king. Not because we know that there is Nasi Echad L'Yoyim, Nasi Echad L'Yoyim. There is a Nasi, for every Shevet has their own Nasi. A Nasi is the leader. It's the leader. But the king is also called Nasi. But the name Melech is greater than Nasi. Nasi is used for other leaders, lower leaders. Melech is exclusive to the king. Yet, what's fascinating is that we do find that the word the Nasi is referred to as the head. It's interchanged with the word head. So we see that this focus of the Melech being the heart, seemingly the Melech could be called the head, he's also the Nasi. But there's something unique, and there's a specificity here that we're intentionally referring to the king as the heart and not the king as the head. So now that we understand that the king is the heart, there's an interesting idea. Though we just mentioned that the king is also called the Nasi, that's true in the Torah. The Torah refers to the Asher, Nasi Yechta, refers to the king with the title Nasi. In Chazal, in the Gemara, there are two roles that are distinct from each other. There is the role of Melech, the king, which is a military role, a role that a leadership of the people role in a physical sense, perhaps you can say a governmental role. And there's another role in the Gemara which is called the Nasi, which is the spiritual leader of the people and in particular the leader of the Sanhedrin. And as a matter of fact, you can have at the same time the Melech and the Nasi. Hillel was the Nasi, was the leader of the Sanhedrin. And at the same time, there was a Melech. The Jewish people had a king. Two distinct roles. There's distinct halachas about them. The halacha is that the Nasi, the leader of the Sanhedrin, is allowed to be meichel, is allowed to forego his honor. The Nasi can say, when he walks in, he can tell everybody to sit and they can remain standing. He's allowed to forego his honor. The Melech, the halacha is Melech, Shemach Halach Kvayde, the king, if he forgoes his honor, Ein Kvayde Bachel, it's not forgotten. He still has to be given the honor. Now, what is the differences in their roles? So, two primary differences that we're going to focus on. Number one is that the king's primary role, as we said, is to lead the people in battle, to take them out, to bring them in. But the king is not a role of, doesn't play the role of teacher, doesn't play the role of Torah interpreter, does not play the role of a member of the Sanhedrin. As a matter of fact, the Malchei Beis David may not be a member of the Sanhedrin. The king's judgment that he carries out is he implements the law. There's also the king's law, but he implements Torah's law. He is not a process of bringing down, of teaching, of interpreting the Torah law. The Nasi's entire role, his primary role, is to be the teacher of Torah law, is to be the head of the Sanhedrin. He is the greatest scholar of the Sanhedrin. And thus he's appointed as the head of the Sanhedrin. Now Moshe Rabbeinu, he had both roles, the role of Nasi, the head of the Sanhedrin, the primary transmitter of Torah, and the role of king, who leads the people, brings them in and brings them out. But these are two distinct roles in Chazal, and like we say later on, they're taken on by different people. A second difference between the Nasi and the Melech is that the Nasi is able to tax the people for whatever he wants. He can draft them to war. He can seize their property. Whatever he wants, he's the king. There are his subjects. He can take it all from them. The Nasi is supported by the people. He's given a wage by the people. The taxes are collected, and he's given a certain stipend for his position of being the Nasi. Now, to this second point, that the king can tax while the Nasi is given a stipend. So in truth, on the one hand, it shows how the king is the almighty, the great and the powerful king. He can take from the people. They are all his subjects. On the other hand, it also brings out a certain weakness of the king. The king's every need is dependent on the people, must be taken from the people. The king does not create his own wealth, but he takes from the people's wealth. The king is not have his own identity, his own entity, but he is fully dependent on the people. The Nasi gets an earned stipend. He works for the people. He's supported, given a stipend from the people, but it's a set stipend. It's something that he's given in compensation for his work. He's earned his stipend, but he's not just being fed by the people. The king, in a sense, is fully dependent on the people. So this is the role of the king. It's the physical role, often political, military, and it's one that is fully dependent on the people. And now we understand why the king is referred to as the heart, and the Nasi is referred to as the mind. The heart is constantly moving. It's pulsating. It's beating. The mind doesn't move. The mind is considered very calm. Life is dependent on the mind, but there isn't that movement in the mind, that pulsating, that beating. The heart is also one of the weakest organs. As a matter of fact, it's called the weakest organ. Parenthetically, heart attacks are the largest cause of death. The heart gives way. In the words of the Zohar, Liba Ihu Rachish V'Chalash. The heart is soft and weak. Why is the heart so soft and weak? Because the heart is always pulsating. Because the heart's entire reason for being, its entire mission, its entire purpose is to give life to all of the rest of the body. So the heart does not have its own entity, its own life. The heart is the giver of life, is fully dependent in the body, but it doesn't have its own sense of being. It's a weak organ. It's there for the purposes in the service of the other organs. The mind is removed. The mind is cool, is collected. It's the source of life, but it's a step, but it remains separate from the rest of the body. It has its own sense of being. It has its own independence. The mind doesn't move. It's not weak. It gives life. It's the source of life. But it's not just there in the service of giving life. It has its own sense of being, its own identity as well. And that's why the king is like the heart. What's the role of the king? The whole role of the king is to be there for the people, is to fight or to lead the battle for the people, to bring them out, to take them in. That's the whole purpose of the king. And therefore, he is fully dependent on the people. The king is like the heart. It's there in the service of the people. It's there to give life to the rest of the body. But like the heart is a weak organ, the king is weak in the sense of is fully dependent, is only there with the support of the people. So why is the king the heart? Because he's dependent on the people, because he's there in the service of the people, like the heart that's dependent and that's there in the service of the rest of the body. Similarly, just like the heart and mind, where we say the heart is fully vested, is there to give life to the people, to give life to the organs, the mind is independent, is detached, is removed, stands aloof. This is also true with regard to the intelligence in the mind and emotion of the heart. When intellectually, what does it mean to intellectualize something? It means to stand, to detach oneself from the situation, to be removed from the situation and look at it objectively, to stand outside of the situation. What is emotion by definition? Emotion is to attach oneself to the situation, to become affected by the matter, to allow the matter to affect you to the point that you're aroused with passion, with fear, to become attached to the matter. So the heart is attached, is connected, is dependent, is a part. Emotion. The mind stands apart. Intelligence. So the king, whose role it is to be the leader of the people on the physical realm, to lead them into battle, is attached to the people and is with the people and feels the people and is connected to the people and is the heart of the people. But the king cannot be the teacher of the people. He cannot be the Torah conduit of the people. That's the role of the Nasi, the mind, who is able to also stand apart, to become detached, to be somewhat higher and aloof from the people. So the king cannot be a member of the Sanhedrin. His role is not to give Torah, not to teach Torah. His role is to carry out the Torah. But the Nasi, the head of the Sanhedrin, is the mind, is the ability to stand apart and to be able to be the objective teacher, to teach Chachmasa Yisbarich, to bring out what's the din Torah, what is Torah law with regard to everything. And that's why in truth, Hanasi hu akol, the Nasi aspect, the head aspect, is hakol, is the all. Because even the heart receives its life from the brain. And thus the role of the king is also to carry out the Torah law. In other words, the king's role is to implement and to carry out Torah law. And as a matter of fact, it's a mitzvah for the king to respect the Torah scholars. And when the Sanhedrin comes before the king should stand before the Sanhedrin. So we have the role of mind, the detached, higher, aloof in a sense, teacher, intellectual thought leader, the Nasi, and the role of the Melech, the attached, caring,
the king
emotional
is the heart,
component,
the
leader
physical
of the
leader of the people, who's attached to the people and who's only there
Moshe
in
Rabbeinu
the service of the people.
Was both
the whole
the king
role of
and
king
the Nasi
is to serve the people.
Moshe,
the Nasi,
was the king,
is the mind.
He gave them everything. He took care of their physical needs
above
of the people.
Who's objective?
He was the heart
who's
of the
people.
Down Torah. And he was also the Torah
to
teacher.
People.
Of course, the whole Torah is Torah's
Moshe. In the realm of Torah.
Moshe received Torah from Sinai. Moshe was also the mind. He was the
Moshe
heart Rabbeinu and the mind of the
are
people.
Both the Nasi.
So too with regard to Mashiach, who is similar to Moshe. It says, Moshe Gal Rishon, Gal Achin, the first Redeemer is Moshe, and the final Redeemer is Moshe. So Mashiach also will have both of these qualities. He will be the king. He'll be the complete and total king. And he'll also be the teacher that will teach Torah to the entire people.
So in summary, the king is the heart, the physical leader of the people, who's attached to the people and who's only there in the service of the people. The whole role of king is to serve the people. The Nasi is the mind, stands above the people, who's objective, who brings down Torah to the people, but exist in the realm of Torah. And Mashiach, Moshe Rabbeinu, are both the Nasi and the Melech.